Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. On behalf of General Tire, where anywhere is possible, drivers, start your engines!
Good evening, everyone. I'm Rowdy Maglite. To Rowdy Maglite Racing, and tonight we're lucky enough to have the winner of Iowa Speedway for Cunningham Motorsports, Chase Briscoe, and we're waiting on Chase to call in. I've got two of my other partners there online. I got Todd from up in upstate New York, and I've got Mark there, home track in Chicagoland. How we doing there tonight, Mark?
Hey, Rowdy. Everything's good here in Chi-Town. Looking forward to the show as always. And how are you doing tonight, Todd?
Let me bring Todd in. Hey, Todd.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How you gentlemen doing?
Doing great, Todd.
I'm just doing hunky-dory.
Man, another great week of racing. No rain. Really awesome weekend of racing.
I enjoyed watching the, I got to see a replay of the race. I was at a live one Saturday evening and enjoyed both of them, as a matter of fact. It was another real quick race, though, wasn't it?
Two cautions in the whole race. I mean, that speaks a lot. You know, in past, ARCA's been known to have a lot of wrecks, but these guys have really, really got it under control this year. We're getting some really quality racing.
Well, Rowdy, the facts speak for themselves. They started 28 cars, 23 finished the race, 5 cars falling out over 150 miles. That speaks for itself. That's some durability, and that's some drivers watching what they're doing.
Exactly right. You're exactly right. Well, we're waiting on Chase now. He got his second back-to-back win, which is incredible the way the season's been. We've got, 11 races with 9 different winners, and that speaks volumes there.
Oh, on top of everything else, ARCA at this point in time probably has the most viewable, accessible, watchable racing there is out there at this time. They are really, really working hard, and it's starting to pay really big dividends for them.
It sure is. I think it is, Mark. It's, well, we 11 races, and the proof's in the finishes. And, you know, General Tire's jumped in there, and there again, you see everybody's putting forth more into ARCA, and we're getting a lot more out of it. It was great that I even have ESPN or Fox, too. I got to watch the race live, and that's another great feature this year that we haven't been able to do before, guys.
I'm jealous, Rowdy. I don't get it yet.
Well, you know, I didn't think I got it. Was on that package, and then we rolled through and finally found it on the high channel.
Of course, it's hidden, kind of.
You know, it was, really, it was hidden. It sure was. I just hope Chase don't think that we're, the hard part is most of these guys are on Eastern time, and I'm on Central time. That's been my biggest barrier of the show, is relaying from Eastern to Central time.
Well, for me, Rowdy, if I go 20 miles east, I'm in the Eastern time zone. I go about 40 miles south, I'm in the Eastern time zone. I live in the Central time zone also, but that's this part of Indiana wants to be on Chicago time.
Well, that would be tough, Mark. I don't like working around Atlanta when you was having to deal with the time change back and forth, and we always said we're on Alabama time, guys. We're not shifting over because of what you said down the road. We're not shifting over.
So, no,
an hour ahead. Todd's in Central Time or Eastern Time up there in Watkins Glen.
Yes, sir, I am.
I guess y'all getting the track all prettied up. It's getting closer.
I'm getting more and more excited.
Well, this is your big event of the year for you, isn't it, Todd?
Yeah, it is, because of it being our local track and, you know, with them bringing in the Keenan and having the Xfinity and the Sprint Cup. And, you know,
is it a three-day affair? Are they racing the K&N on Friday or Saturday?
Friday. The Saturday is the
Xfinity.
And then Sunday is the Sprint Cup.
That's a wonderful weekend of racing. I'm almost ready to come and join you.
Well, I'll tell you, on Thursday, I go out that way early because that Thursday before, they do an autograph session at Walmart. And I go there and I find out like a week ahead on who's going to be there on that Thursday. And then I pull out my books and I find who I have that's coming. And then I take it down and I'll spend all day long from 8 in the morning till 8 at night waiting to get their autograph.
Well, good for you. You're a hardcore fan there, sir.
You know, no matter what track I was to go to, I have grown to, when I go, I try to get autographs because no different than being rowdy, because rowdy's so famous. And, you know, I always say I like to try to get their autographs when they're young. So when they do become a pro, and God forbid anything was to happen throughout, I can say I have their autograph.
That's a very neat memento, Todd. I can understand where you'd like to do that. I'm not a big autograph hound. I guess I like to take photos more than anything else when I'm at the track or at the races, and it doesn't have to be just the racing itself. It's who you're with and around.
Yeah,
I'm with Mark too. I'm more of a pitcher guy. I like the pitchers. Yeah, but there's a lot of folks' autographs. But, you know, in ARCA, you don't have to actually be a speed walker to get an autograph. You can actually calmly and walk up to the desk and ask them to sign it instead of at a fast, brisk pace in Cup and swerve a card over to them real quick and let them sign it. And they sign it faster than you can actually hand it to them.
Those are the ones you have to mark on yourself. Who signed this this card? Because you have no way of knowing otherwise.
But
you're exactly right.
But that's why I think I like to get my picture taken with the driver when I can, because then I can say I have this one or I have this one.
Oh, that too. Each of us have what we enjoy when we go to the races or deal with the racers themselves. And, Todd, that sounds like a lot of fun, and it sounds like you enjoy the heck out of yourself in those days. So, you know, more power to you, buddy.
Yeah, I really do enjoy it. And, you know, just like Cole Custer, I mean, the year that I got him, a picture of him and his autograph, that same year, right afterwards, he jumped in a truck and won his very first truck race.
That was Martinsville, wasn't it?
I believe so.
For JR Motorsports.
It was right after Watkins Glen.
Yep. Yes, I remember. I didn't make it that year to Martinsville, but, yeah, I was pretty sure it was Martinsville, and he was driving for Junior.
Yes.
Well, guys, we're just kind of waiting on Chase to call in. I'm going to send him a quick text and remind him of the time here. But, Mark, what was your weekend like this weekend?
Oh, I actually had a pretty easy weekend. We were at South Bend Saturday evening for an outlaw super late model 70 lapper. My buddy Jeff and I were out to the track, and Jeff had never been there, so it was a new track for him. I'd been there once before. Saw a lot of good racing, enjoyed it immensely. Well, if it's worth it, we'll shoot out there again. It's kind of now my home track because it's only 38 miles away.
Was it an asphalt track?
Yes, sir, it was. Quarter mile, low banked asphalt. The Super Late Models put on a really, really fun show. We got to watch from the infield with a couple of the crew members, and we just had a really good time. It was one of those Saturday evenings that you wait for all winter to get.
Sounds like it was a nice evening, and probably a beautiful sunset, wasn't it there, Mark?
Oh, you bet, Rowdy. It was just, you don't have our winters, and when it's 10, 15 below and you think of nights like you just had, it was one of those evenings. It was just perfect. Good racing, good weather, just good friends, and it was just a good, good, fun evening.
Well, I tell you, Mark, I was thinking about it today. Running from one location I was at today to another and trying to come up with a few tracks that were still open in our area. Because my grandson, he is just turned 8, and we had a nice little conversation this past weekend. He goes, "Well, Pops, when am I going to be old enough to go racing?" I said, "Son, I think you're just about there now."
Well, Rowdy, you're in for a lot of fun. I'm envious. I can see you running off together, and then, you know, your other grandkids are going to want to join along too.
Well, I have my granddaughter. She's going to be she's a softball pitcher in fast pitch, and I'm telling you, she's 10 years old, and she is going to be one good pitcher. We went to that's where we was at this weekend. She got tournament MVP, was her first time in the 10 and under class. So she's and she was really
congratulations,
happy.
Congratulations,
Rowdy. Happy.
Are you hoping she's Auburn bound?
Well, I tell you, the way I look at that, I'm 47 miles from Alabama, and that's from the stadium to my front door. Closer for she's an Alabama fan. Her dad's an Alabama graduate, so they go to the Alabama games, and she knows all the girls down there already. So
Sounds, like my wife's family, a family divided. We here in Indiana, you're either a Purdue fan or an Indiana fan.
You either crimson and white or you're orange and blue in Alabama.
You know what? I'm familiar with that rivalry, and unfortunately the one school doesn't get quite the advantage the other one does. But, if I had to pick, I'm a kind of an Auburn fan myself from up north here.
Well, it's just a down-home country college. It's got a great atmosphere. It's a great place to hang out. It's almost like racing. It's almost like one big racing family there also.
There's nothing like going to a college football game on Saturday in the fall when the weather's nice. It is a true gathering of the clan, so to speak, and it's a lot of fun just to watch all those kids just get so wound up.
Well, we're off this weekend, and next weekend we're headed to the Lucas Oil Raceway to do the 200 there. That's July the 22nd at 1:35.
Is that Lucas or Polk coming first?
It's Lucas first, and then they're heading up back up to Pocono after Lucas, Ray.
Okay. Well, I will be in Indy for the 200 lapper at IRP or Lucas Oil Raceway. It's a doubleheader weekend. If anybody's able to get out there on listening to the show tonight, one of the nicest racetracks you'll ever go to. Some of the best racing you'll see on a short track anywhere.
Well, I kind of had that on my schedule, but we planned our vacation this year around my daughter's or granddaughter's tournament. And
of course.
They're not having the tournament, so we're going to go on with our vacation at the same time. So I'm going to be gone. Actually, I'm going to be broadcasting next week from Panama City live from the beach.
Nice.
It sounds like fun to me. It sounds like a great place to hold a radio show from.
Well, where I'm going to be at is a friend, actually, old Patchy Fogg gives the weather in Panama City on our little old show each week. I'm going to be in Patchy Fogg's at his place probably, and that's staring directly into the Gulf of Mexico. It's an awesome scenery there.
Well, it's a shame you have to do the show on vacation, Rowdy, but then again, I can see why you want to do the show, because it's almost a little vacation every Monday.
It really is, Mark and Todd. I'm glad y'all calling in. You know, it's your callers is what makes your show, and y'all two have really helped bring it all together.
Well, thanks, Rowdy. Doing what little we can. I know I am. I'm out there when I'm at the tracks telling people about the show, and I have a couple ideas what I'm going to do to get the show a little more popular up here.
Sounds great. I'm working on it too, Mark. You know, we've been crawling, and you know we're kind of up and wobbling now, which is a good thing. And I'm ready to do some. I'm ready to get to a brisk walk before we start running.
Well, it's always better to, you know, you rush into things, things get forgotten, things get messed up. You take your time, you take that nice, steady, even keel drive, and it all gets covered and everything gets better and better as you go along.
Well, the way they finished out the Casey's General Store 150 was Chase Briscoe was the winner. Kyle Benjamin was second. That Harrison Burton, he had a great day for his first ARCA race. He finished third, Dalton Sargent fourth, and Matt Snyder finished fifth in the Cunningham number 22 car.
Well, Rowdy, do you know what all those drivers have in common?
What's that, Mark?
They basically got their starts in late models and super late models, and I've seen almost all of them except for my race at one or another track. Harrison and Kyle Benjamin I've seen quite a few times. They're both very talented young drivers.
That's kind of what I was thinking you was getting to there, and that's exactly what I was thinking, that you've probably seen Chase race a lot of races up in your area before he moved into ARCA.
I may have seen him in a few of open wheel sprint car races. I do get through a few of those a year. I don't know how these guys go from one extreme to the other, from flinging it on dirt to a 2,800 pound stock car. It's to make that adjustment and then win. You have some talent, and that's an accomplishment.
You're exactly right, Mark. You start pushing that much weight. That's a big difference in coming into a turn.
Well, it's probably triple, quadruple the weight that they're normally driving in the sprint car.
Kentucky, that was some kind of race at Kentucky this weekend, wasn't it?
I don't know, it was more fun, the race or the parking lot, but the poor guy had to go out and find his pickup truck in flames after forgetting his charcoal grill.
Man. Can you imagine? Go ahead, Todd.
I heard they had to pull the gentleman out of his truck.
All right, well, guys. Hey, listen, I'm going to bring.
Yay. Chase is on.
Chase on. Yes, sir. I'm going to bring Chase on. So, guys, hold on.
You got it, Rowdy.
All right, everybody. I'd like to welcome the winner of Iowa Speedway, the driver for Cunningham Motorsports, number 77-4, Chase Brisker. Congratulations, Trace.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Two consecutive wins in a row. That's pretty big in ARCA this year.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a testament of how good the cars are, that's for sure. You know, it's been a long season, so looking forward to, you know, finishing out the year. Hopefully we can end up with this championship.
Well, Chase, you had sat on five poles before your first victory, and I think one of the biggest ones was when you was at Kentucky where you set the track record, because at that point, I think it's done change with Benny Parsons going into the Hall of Fame, but at that point, there was five NASCAR Hall of Famers that had actually raced on that track, and you hold the record now.
Yeah, that was definitely a cool one to do. Yeah, Nashville, you know, is definitely a very historic place. It was cool, you know, that was my first pole, so, you know, it was definitely a special feeling. You know, just that place has so much history, so it was definitely cool.
Well, Chase, you started in fifth, you qualified in fifth place and started in fifth, but it didn't take you long to move up to third, and you kind of rocked and rolled at third for a long time.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, a really exciting race for me, you know, just because, I mean, we didn't qualify on the pole. We felt like we really should, honestly. Just struggled a little bit in qualifying, just got a little too loose. But, yeah, overall, it was a really good race. We started off, we were just a little too loose, and as the track came in, we started moving up higher and higher, and that's really where, you know, the car came in the best for us at. So, once we got run up by the fence, the car got going pretty good, and, you know, we were the fastest car on the track, and we really had that whole lane to ourselves.
Well, we didn't get our first caution to lap 86, which was pretty awesome with a lot of green flag running.
Yeah, you know, it really surprised me that we went that long on a green flag run. I was expecting, you know, a couple more cautions before that, and it really played into our hand that it went that long under a green flag run just because it, you know, let us put a lot of them guys a lap down that would have been in contention there at the end. Our car was really good on long runs, so it was definitely, you know, I was fine with it going that long of a green flag run. It really let the track widen out. And, you know, made it exciting for the fans, I think, you know, just how much people were moving. You know, you had Dalton starting in the very back, and he got up, I think, fourth before the yellow came out. So I think it was a pretty exciting race for the fans.
Well, it was, Chase, because, I mean, I would have liked to have been there, but it was a 12-hour windshield ride for me, and 12 hours for 8 hours, and then jump in the car and drive 4 hours, pretty tough. But
yeah, I don't blame you.
The second caution come out, and you come in and grab four tires. The big question was, Chase, you had some kind of – they was talking about the transmission problems at that point.
Yeah, I don't really know how they thought we had transmission problems. It was really just a problem that I did on that initial start. I kind of stacked the field up. I went in a third gear, and I just popped it out of the gear. I didn't get it all the way locked in, I think. I don't think we had a transmission issue, but – you know, the guys at the shop, they pulled out, and, you know, we're going to go through everything just because we have too much to lose right now. But, I think it's just something I did there. I just didn't get locked in the third gear. Just had to make sure on the final two restarts I didn't do that.
Well, you come in and grab four tires when they started back with 17 to go. Your pit crew worked flawlessly there, and that stopped for you.
Yeah, the pit crew has really been on their game lately. I went there a couple weeks ago and did some pit stop practice looking at Penske, and, you know, we've been really good lately. So the last two races, they've been flawless every single time. So hopefully we can continue to do that, and that's what we're going to have to do, you know, if we're going to win this championship, keep winning races. You know, pit road's the easiest place to lose positions, but it's also the easiest to gain. So we just got to be on our game coming down pit road, and it's been that lately, so hopefully we can all keep that up.
Chase, I'm proud of you, man. You come a long ways from lending a hand last year to being behind the wheel this year. That's a pretty incredible statement right there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely very humbling, the plus to be in this position. This kind of stuff doesn't happen very often. So thank the good Lord upstairs, for all the doors he's opened for me and closed, and hopefully we can continue this journey and see where it goes.
Chase, I got Mark on here, and mind taking a question from Mark. Mark's been to several of your races this year already and probably has watched you at a couple other tracks. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Rowdy, thanks. Hey, Chase, congratulations on Saturday. Nice race, nice win. You kind of took your time and snapped it up at the end.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We weren't too good there at the beginning. And just like I was saying earlier, I had to come out the track kind of widen out. And that's really when our car came to life, is when we get up on the top. So I really enjoy places where we can run right up on the fence. It really plays in, struck our guys' advantage, I think. And I think that was one of the big key factors of why we were so good there, honestly.
Now, did you run mostly non-wing or wing spring cars, or both, when you were doing those?
I ran primarily non-wing. I think I've only ran maybe 5 or 6 wing shows my entire life. So, yeah, I grew up in Indiana, and, that's the hub for non-wing and sprint car racing. So that's always what I grew up doing. So, mainly non-wing.
Well, I'm just a little bit north of you, Chase, up near the Chicago area, but you must have been at, like, Gas City and Kokomo and a few of those other tracks like that.
Oh, yeah, I've been up there, during Indiana Sprint Week, which is going on right now, actually. Ran there a couple times.
Good.
I haven't been to Gas City and Kokomo. Those are two farthest racetracks from my hometown, so definitely got up there a couple times, and Kokomo, to me, is the best racetrack in the country, so anybody that's never been there definitely needs to go check it out.
Well, they're neat little racetracks. I've always enjoyed, never been to a Sprint Week race yet, but I plan on getting to one eventually.
Yeah, you're going to have to. It's the most exciting and most intense racing you'll see all year long, that's for sure.
Well, to be honest, Chase, I'm not an open wheel guy, but and I'm going to turn her back over to Rowdy because Rowdy has something that sounds like.
Well, I was just going to tell Chase that you have your claim of fame. You've been to over 122 different tracks, and you're on your way to 125 this week.
Yes, I'll be at Shady Hill Speedway in Madarieville. If everything goes my way this week, we'll be track number 125 for the UMP Hell Tour.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Late models and modified.
Very much so. And if it's tougher than the Sprint Week, I think that tour might be. 29 races over 32 days, Chase.
Yeah, that's a grueling schedule without a doubt, the Hell Tour is.
Yeah, you need at least 2 or 3 cars to run that.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, yeah. You get tore up early in the schedule there, you're definitely going to be battling a long month ahead of you.
Yes, especially if you're running for points.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
So I've enjoyed it for the past few years, and luckily this year a lot of the shows have been close to home, so I've been able to get to a few.
That's awesome.
And I've enjoyed watching you race. I saw you in Madison. I saw you in Winchester. And where else? I'll see you in Berlin, and I'll see you at IRP. So I'm looking forward to it. I'll stop by and say hello, Chase.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely come down and introduce yourself.
I will. I'll let you know that I was, talking to you on Rowdy's show. And when I mention that to people, it seems to be on the good side.
Well, I won't forget. So you have to come down there and say it at Indy or something.
Well, I won't either. Thanks so much, Chase. I appreciate it. And good luck. I'm looking forward to seeing you finish off the year as well as you started. Keep on going, kiddo.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Man, Chase, you got a big following, man. I tell you, looks like your hometown's all in for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The hometown's definitely behind me. I come from a pretty small town, so it's pretty cool, to see everybody getting behind it. And, it's nice that we have a couple of these racetracks that are fairly close. We have Salem, which is 15 minutes away, and Indy's only an hour away. So it's pretty nice, to be that close to some big racetracks where they can go and support you.
Well, Chase, just kind of looking back before you, the week of Daytona Speed Week, did you even fathom that you'd be where you're at today?
Well, I mean, I felt like we had a shot. You know, I know that Cunningham Motorsports obviously brings great race cars every week, and you know, I felt like I could do it. I just didn't know if I was going to be able to pick it up as soon as I did. And, you know, it just it makes it nice, like I said, when you're in great race cars, it makes my job a lot easier. And, you know, just me and Chad Bryan have a really good relationship, which makes it nice. So he's my crew chief, and he always brings good race cars. And we've been fast. I really feel like we should have won more races than what we have already this year. So not sure if I really expected to be running this good, but definitely knew we were capable of it. Just we've been very fortunate this year with how good we've been running, that's for sure.
How do you think those general tires is holding up?
Yeah, the generals are, you know, been great all year long. I think they really produced some awesome racing. They obviously, behind the wheel, they have all the grip you need. So it's really cool, I think, that, you know, how, you know, generals really been promoting the Arca series. It's nice to see somebody getting so involved with it, and really, especially on social media, Twitter-wise, you know, they really push the series, which is, I think, really cool. So looking forward to, you know, that partnership, and hopefully it can continue in the future.
Hey, Chase, I got one more caller, Todd, from upstate New York. His home track is Watkins Glen. Hey, Todd, you got a question for Chase?
Yeah. How you doing, Chase?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I enjoy following you on Facebook and keeping up with everything that you do put up on there so I can keep up with you. And such a young man with great talent. What was your toughest goal for Kentucky?
Well, Kentucky, we haven't been to Kentucky actually yet. We're actually going to test there Wednesday, so I'm definitely excited though to go there with the repave. You know, I've never been there before, but I went there last year and watched, and you know, it's definitely going to be a fast track. But we're going to be testing there on Wednesday, so definitely looking forward to going there and trying the place out. And I got a couple of buddies that run in the truck series, so I've been asking them a lot of questions, and you know, hopefully it can translate over.
For this weekend's race, you were in Iowa, right?
Yes.
What was your biggest challenge?
I think really, you know, Iowa early in the day is really hot and slick, and then at night, you know, when the track cools off, you know, it's such a big change temperature-wise that the handling of the race car just changes so much. So I think that was really our toughest challenge this week, was just trying to find the balance. There between the day, you know, you're fighting issues a lot during the day that when it comes out nighttime, you know, you might not have. So just making yourself, you know, struggle maybe throughout the day just so you can, you know, be good in the nighttime. It's frustrating during the day, but, you know, it's going to pay off at night.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to answer question for me, and I'm going to continue to follow you on Facebook and watch you keep growing.
Not a problem. I appreciate it. Yeah, Toby Wedgwood does a great job of keeping my Facebook page updated. Can't thank him enough. You know, he's really turned that page around, so I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Chase, did you prefer the high groove or low groove at Iowa?
Oh, the top for sure.
It looked like you liked the top. I just wonder how it handled. It looked like it handled good for you.
Yeah, the top was really where we felt like we were the best. Early in the day, we tried the bottom for a little bit. And just really wasn't working for us. So we got up top, and that's really when we started setting sail. That's when we were the best.
So I mean, y'all was headed to Kentucky on Wednesday to test, so that's going to give you time to see what those general tires is going to do on that new asphalt.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. General tire is going to obviously bring great tires, so we'll go down there and test and see what we got, and you know, prepare for the race here at the end of the year, and then we'll test in Indy the next day. So we'll see what we got there, and looking forward to going back to Indy.
Well, Chase, you got everything lined up. You got a great sponsor on the hood now, and I'm proud of your sponsor. I believe they've come along, and you're going to do them justice.
Yeah, you know, it's really cool for you know, Big Time to come on board. They're an Indiana company, and not an Indiana driver. It's really cool to see how involved they've been getting. You know, they had people coming to every single race, and they're really enjoying it, I think. So they have a big suite set up for Indy, and you know, they're going to bring out a lot of people. So hopefully we can get them a win there and go for three in a row for them.
Well, Chase, I know you're busy. I'm going to give you time to tell everybody where they can reach you on social media and give you your sponsors a little plug there.
Yeah, you can follow me on Facebook at Chase Briscoe Racing. Like I said earlier, Tommy Wedgwood does a great job of keeping that updated. And then we have ChaseBriscoe.com, and Twitter's at ChaseBriscoe5, and then Instagram's Briscoe_5. So be sure to follow me all on there, and or you can go on ArcaRacing.com and see what we're running at each and every week. And so thank you for doing the show for us. Appreciate it.
Chase, I always appreciate this. It's your second time on, and you're always welcomed. Anything you ever got to announce, you know how to get a hold of me. I'll be the first one to throw it out there. Anything you need, my friend, and I appreciate all the support that y'all have given us, Cunningham Motorsports. You know, anything I've asked, Michelle's been right there. She's got back with me as quick as possible. I want to say hello, and I'm proud for you. She sure does, and all your granddad and all the people that I met with your family up there in Nashville. I know they're all proud of you too, Chase. So thanks a lot for coming on, sir.
No problem. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Chase. Till the next victory on Monday night, my friend.
Sounds like a plan.
Chase, thanks a lot.
Thanks. See ya.
All right, everybody, that was Chase Briscoe. I'm going to bring Mark and Todd back on here just a minute. That's pretty awesome there, wasn't it, Mark, Todd?
What a well-spoken young man.
Hey, listen, Sunday is in good shape because one day that guy's going to be a Sunday driver.
I could say that about a few of the ARCA drivers, Rowdy. You just need that chance. And it's nice that ARCA can be used as a stepping stone to get up to those upper levels.
Well, you're exactly right. Even down to the mechanics, you know, with UNA, with the apprenticeship program that they have, and these I'm going to call them kids. I mean, they're some of these guys are 18, 19 years old. I'm 60. So they are kids to me. Don't mean
well,
it in disrespect.
4-year-olds are kids to us, Rowdy.
Hey, that's exactly right. Well, guys, I'm Mark, you got anything going on? You want to holler and tell us?
We've got the Hell Tour races are ending up this week in Ohio on Saturday night. And there's a couple of them close to home. They'll be hitting tomorrow night and Wednesday evening. ARCA Midwest Tour is running at Morris, Illinois, at Grundy County Speedway on Friday evening for 100 laps. I'll be out there. And the ARCA CRA Series is running a 300 lapper at Anderson, Indiana on Saturday evening, and I'll be out there, weather permitting.
Sounds like you got a full week in front of you there, Mark.
It is, and then it slows down a little bit after that. But up here, they like their midweek racing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights. They like to run Midwest specials up here. So I'm not going to complain, but it just makes it a little kind of busy.
You know, Mark, I find that unusual because that doesn't happen down here that I know of on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday night.
Well, It was unusual up here until about 30 or so years ago. Some of the promoters wanted to be able to get the NASCAR drivers to race. So they started having their special events on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights, and it worked, and it's clicked, and it's been going on ever since.
Well, hey, I'm a firm believer. If it works, don't fix it. Let's just keep going on with it.
Well, in the good old days, Rowdy, if you lived in Wisconsin, you could go to a race Tuesday through Sunday night. They generally took Mondays off, and that was it. They ran a six-week schedule, one track after another. It was probably a very exciting time. I wish I'd been around to see it.
Well, Mark, I truly appreciate you calling in. You know, it was a... thank goodness you drove a Volkswagen.
Yeah, and this one isn't going to get recalled for being emissions bad.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, it was just meant to be, Mark. We'd have met up there one way or another at Nashville.
I have a feeling you're right, Marty. It was just meant to be.
I'm just looking forward for us to hook back up again, Mark. And
well, the sooner the better, Rowdy. We know Salem's coming up, but if we can do it before that, and you know, you're always, you got a place to bunk if you're in the area. We'll take care of you, buddy.
All right, I appreciate that, Mark. I surely do. And you know, the same goes here down here too. I've got the rowdy bus. I got a camper. I got an extra room here in the house too. So I've got plenty of places to bunk up.
Well, you know what, Rowdy? I think we should hook up and head off to New York, and we'll go and bunk up with Tad.
Hey, we got lots of room. So anytime you want to come out, you know you're more than welcome, and you'll be well set.
Sounds good to me, Todd.
Like a plan we need to make someday there, Mark.
I think I need to get out there and see Todd, too.
Todd, what you got going on this weekend before we get going here?
Well, this weekend I'm looking forward to watching the race up in New Hampshire.
Was it last year at New Hampshire when they had all the big flood that flooded the infield real quickly?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah. They have a drainage problem when they get too much water.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm not one to say I'm jealous of anybody, but anybody that was born and raised in Indiana, I'm sorry. I'm jealous.
Well, I wasn't born and raised, but I was close enough, Rowdy, and I got drawn in.
Well, I just wished I lived closer.
Yeah, Rowdy, I wish you did, too. I get to see you more often instead of just talking once a week on the show and the chatting we do during the week occasionally. So, yeah, it would be nice. I consider myself blessed to be able to have the racing facilities to go to in a short amount of time is overwhelming almost.
And you know, Mark, we've got to an age where we can at least get out and do it. You know, for me,
I'm going to do my best at it, Rowdy.
Well, I mean, we're looking at a small window now. We can only jump out of, and we got to take advantage of it.
Yes, sir. You're right. Unfortunately, you're right. But that's what's life about, is to take advantage of life and enjoy it.
You're exactly right. Well, guys, next week it's going to be live from Panama City.
It gets to be you on the road for a change, huh?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, good for you, Rowdy. I hope you have a relaxing and good time. I'm sure your wife's going to enjoy getting away. And don't make her cook or do laundry. Let her enjoy herself.
No, we're not going to do. We're not cooking and we're not doing laundry. So that's two things we're phasing out.
That's called vacation.
Well, the grandkids is going, so that's going to be work enough. But it's love work.
It sounds like a lot of fun, Rowdy. And like you've told me many times, you're blessed, and you surely are.
Exactly, Mark, Todd. It surely is. Well, guys, I appreciate it.
I have one question, please.
All right.
Todd, does Rowdy have your email address, and can he send it to me so I can keep in contact with you during the week?
Listen, I don't have an email. But if you go on to Rowdy's Facebook, do you have Facebook, Mark?
My wife does, so I have access to it.
Okay. Just send me a friend request, and I will add. And I can send Rowdy my cell phone number, and he can relay it to you, and we all can stay in contact.
Well, that'd be great, Todd. I'd really like that. I like talking with you every week, and I'd like to have other contact with you. So I appreciate it. I have the time, and I'll get back to you, my friend.
Yes, I enjoyed chatting with you too, and yes, I'm very jealous of you, 125 tracks.
You guys are making me feel bad.
No, man, I love it.
I'm kidding. I just enjoy the show. I'm glad I have this for Monday nights. It wouldn't be the same anymore without it.
So we roll better than Jeopardy.
Well, yes. My Monday nights, it's the middle of my dinner and the middle of my Jeopardy show, but it's well worth it.
Hey,
you know what the big payoff of it is?
What's that, Ross and Todd?
Is be able to talk to great, wonderful people each and every week.
It is fun. How often do you get to talk racing and talk with other people about racing when that's what you really enjoy? We're really lucky to have Rowdy's show.
Very lucky.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, Rowdy. You're more than welcome.
Well, I just appreciate you calling in and adding a little extra flavor. And I just appreciate everybody that participates in ARCA has accepted us and letting us in to be part of their show.
You're a very popular person in the pit area, Rowdy, and there must be a reason for that.
Well, they're family now, Mark. Like we all are, we're family.
Very
now.
Much so. Oh, I can hardly wait to get down to IRP, and I've got a long list of people I need to say hello to that I haven't been able to the last couple of races. I'll be there early enough this time. It's a really good show. Sneak on up if you can. I'll take care of you.
Hey, you know, though, Mark, now that you're starting to know everybody down there, you're going to figure out by the time you get through speaking and talking to everybody that you know, it's race time.
Yeah, and I'll probably not have had anything to eat, just like when I do the show, but that's okay. I'm a talker.
Me too. All right, guys, I'm gonna bring old Patchy Fogg in here and let him do the Panama City weather for us this coming weekend, and looking forward to talking to y'all next Monday night.
Enjoy your road trip, my friend, and I'll talk with you soon. You and your wife and grandkids, you guys have a blast, Rowdy.
Thank you, Mark. Y'all too. Looking forward to next
Monday night.
All right,
I'll talk to you next week, or not before. Bye-bye, buddy.
Bye-bye. Todd, we'll talk to you next Monday night, my friend.
All right, enjoy your vacation, buddy, and try not to let it end too early.
Oh, it's going to go fast. You know how vacations are. 7 days goes fast.
It does.
All right, Todd, till next Monday night, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Well, all right, Patchy Groundfog, live from Panama City.
Coming to you live and direct from the beaches itself. I'm going to tell you right now, Rowdy, it is absolutely gorgeous weather down here. We had a little thunderstorm this morning. It rained for about 20 minutes. By an hour later, the streets were completely dry, and that was at 9 o'clock. It's beautiful. We've had temperatures in the 90s all day long, a heat index of 105. You know, these people come down here, they're white as little sheep. They come up off the beach, they look like cooked lobster. They got to wear sunscreen. That sun is vicious. I'm telling you, it's just vicious, vicious, vicious. But it's going to be gorgeous all week long. We may have early morning thunderstorms and an afternoon clearing and be beautiful. We've also got a jam coming up here in a couple of weeks. All of the people will be re-announced as to who's coming, but right now we do know we're going to have Lynyrd Skynyrd. The whole group will be there. So it's really going to be nice down here on the beach. And y'all were talking about those five-day races up there in Wisconsin. We've got a seven-day race down here. It's called Back Beach Road. People back there think the speed limit signs are just a suggestion. They do anything they want to do. So it's really racing time down here in Panama City 7 days a week. But please, friends, come on down. Keep Florida green. Bring some cash. And anytime, anywhere, you can always find someone to help you if you don't know where you are or where you're going. Because as all us locals, we know where everything is and all the good spots. Anyway, this is over. Pardon me, I just had a swallow of something I shouldn't have had. It was one of those adult beverages which you needed today. But come on down. You'll love it. And remember, if you don't like the weather where you're living, move. This is Patchy Ground Fog saying, thanks for listening. Call in anytime. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, that's going to end another great week show here for Monday night. I appreciate everybody coming and calling in. Another big appreciation to Chase Briscoe for stopping by and telling us about his two consecutive wins there at Iowa and at Winchester, folks. Until next weekend, we're going to be live next weekend on a remote from Panama City, so hopefully it's going to be dry. Everybody appreciate it. Till next Monday night, I'm Rowdy, and I'm out of here.
All right, good night, everybody. Keep that light shining.